listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Shaw with what's making news around the border. A man has died following a single vehicle crash west of Albury. It's believed the 58-year-old was driving along the Riverina Highway at Splitters Creek yesterday morning when his car left the road and hit a tree. Police are investigating the circumstances surrounding the crash. Anyone with information or dashcam footage of the incident is encouraged to contact Albury Police or Crime Stoppers. Victoria's health system could face some substantial challenges in the coming weeks, with Nursing and Midwifery Federation members voting to take industrial action over a pay and conditions dispute. It could mean public hospital beds will be closed and some elective operations cancelled. Spring Street has 2 weeks to come up with a new pay deal. Albury City Council's responded to the troubles facing airline Bonza, saying they're disappointed to learn the organisation's going into voluntary administration. Mayor Kylie King says their flights have been a big boost to the border since flights started, but they're engaging with administrators and are seeking legal advice in relation to the recovery of any outstanding funds owed to council. And the results of the first ever Wodonga Business Pulse survey have been released, gauging the challenges and concerns facing the city's commercial sector. It shows that business conditions had a negative index rating of 4.6 out of a possible 50, while business confidence had a positive rating of 8.5. Business Wodonga President James Trenery says the results highlight the resilience of local businesses.
I think they've had enough shocks in the last 12 months in regards to interest rate rises, land tax increases, costs to labour, that they think we're at a point where it's not going to get any worse, if you like.
All teams will be represented in this year's Ovens and Murray Interleague squad, with the league revealing its lineup ahead of final selection. Yarrawonga, Albury and the Rovers have taken the lion's share of positions, with 21 players included. Despite their struggles, Corowa Rutherglen have 3 and Wangaratta just 2.